let's say I have a whole basket full of pickles. You say, please give me a pickle.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose I have apples. Please give me...
an apple. Okay. An apple.
All right. And what if I had eggs? Please give me... please give... same thing. Please give me...
give me one of them.
Or you said, please give me a pickle. Please give me a pickle. Please give me an apple. How about an egg? Please give me... would you say an egg? Or an egg? Well, we'll come back to this. I think I got it anyway.
You just want to know if you would say an egg or a egg.
Oh. An or a.
Put that in a sentence then, if you would, please.
Oh, give me a pickle.
Or, no, an egg. Please, with an egg. I'm giving it away. I have eggs now. Please give me...
an egg.
Okay. Fine. All right. We'll go to something easier. If you're talking about a group of boys, and you say, it's not one of these boys, it was one of...
the others.
Or, not one of these, it was one of... you have two groups. Here's a group and here's a group. I'm not talking about these. It wasn't one of these boys. It was one of...
the other group.
All right. Now, if something's close, you, or a great distance away, you might say it's over, way over, would you ever say yonder here? That's what I'm after. I don't care about the pronunciation. Would you ever say something way over yonder? No? You wouldn't say yonder. Okay. If you didn't hear what I said, how would you ask me to repeat it? You couldn't hear me.
Well, just tell them that I didn't understand you.
Okay. Now, let's talk about... we have two men here. Here's a man and here's a man. The only thing we know about him is that this one owns an orchard. And we want to tell somebody else, he's the man...
that owns it.
Okay. Now, we have two boys. We don't know anything about them except... this boy's father is rich. So we say, he's the boy, this boy is boy A, this boy is boy B.
Yeah.
Only thing we know is this boy's father is rich. We say, he's the boy.
That owns the money, or has the money.
Or we talk about his reference to his father. He's the boy.
The rich man's boy.
Okay. Now, in the center of a cherry, we have something. What is it?
Pit.
And in the center of a peach we have a what?
Seed.
Okay. There are different kinds of peaches. Some of them have seeds that stick to the fruit. Others have that don't stick to the fruit. Do you have any distinction names for these types of peaches? There's a priest.
Clingstone, yeah.
That's
Freestone.
The one
that,
and Freestone, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about the center of an apple? The part, you say you're eating an apple and you throw away the what?
And the core.
All right. You ever have hear of a word for pieces of dried apple? Little pieces of dried apple. Any special word for that? Some areas have a word for this. They call it snitz. Snitz? I thought it sounded German. You might know it. Now, on walnuts, there are two covers, aren't there? There's the...
yeah.
Would you have tell me what they are? The
it's a shell. And
that's the inner cover, right? Mm-hmm. There's one outside and one inside. The shell's on the inside, and what's the outside? Did you say husk? I can use supplementary information. It's all right.
What do you have to say that I know?
Sure, okay. Now,